Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Sight Live podcast. Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining us. Hope you've been liking what we have to say and trying to make a difference. How did it all start with the government controlling our lives? Well, I have a theory. Some years ago, I don't know the time or the date, but it was quite a while ago, officials of the government got together and made up rules that still apply today to us. You know, and the basis for those rules are, we're going to give disabled people something to help them, but we're not going to give it to them. You may a funny part of that, a confusing part of that is from the old Honeymooners, when Jackie Gleason, Ralph, didn't want his wife to know that he was going bowling, and he said to his sidekick Norton, "Well, I'm going bowling, but I'm not going bowling." See, and of course Norton was, his comment was, "Well, you're fooling her, but you got me all mixed up too." One of the biggest reasons it did mix up because they can give you something. But that something that they give you really doesn't give you freedom for one big reason. Well, there are more than one, but the biggest reason is these horrible nursing homes. Now, there isn't one foundation in this country. There isn't one fund, including the independent living centers. There's no turn to get the money to stay out of a nursing home, unless you can raise it on your own. And the government has taken advantage of that, you know, in giving us something, but they're not really giving us anything, because if you go into a nursing home, it all goes back to them. Pension, disability money, whatever you may possess that can be liquidated into cash, money, house, car, boat, whatever it is. It all goes back to them. Even though you've purchased it and paid taxes on it in most cases. So that's, you know, you use your imagination. People getting together from the government and say, "Hey, we're gonna do this, but we're gonna do it in such a way that we run the show." And they do that with everything. Just think about it. Just analyze it. Every year or whatever it is, every 9 months, whatever the case may be, recertification. Now, what is that all about? It's not just to see that you're still disabled. As a matter of fact, that's the least, to see how they can take what they gave you. In other words, let me give you an example. Recertification. Let's say you're on SSI, Supplemental Social Security Income. Right, they call it income. Now, to us, to Inner Sight, it's not income. If a person is disabled, it's owed benefits, owed capital for not making things accessible and for not giving us the freedom that everybody else has, owed capital. In other words, the government owes us that, but they count it as income. You see how they get in there and Oh, I'm going to use a Jewish word. Finagle it around. Finagle means to manipulate. All right? Manipulate. And manipulate it so that they can remove some of the so-called income from you. I mean, if it's income, to me, that indicates you work for it, right? But what are they actually doing? They're taking away your salary. I mean, let's analyze it. Your salary or part of your salary. Now, we're going to get I got a letter I couldn't read from the government, which is typical. And I'm going to get X amount of dollars more in my Social Security disability. I mean, big deal, you know, amount to a lousy $40, all right? Let me just explain to you what my attitude is. This government owes me big time. I've been denied a guide dog for over 30 years. I've had to do it on my own. They used me to raise money when I went to Guiding Eyes twice. They know, the agencies know, that I'm an expert guide dog user. Now I train them on my own. But I've been unprotected. I've been abused. I've been used and led to believe that I was going to get another guide dog. And then they pulled the rug out. And the thing of all that is, the government allows it to happen and did nothing about it. Their safety and what becomes your eyes. Would they let anybody interfere with somebody's eyes, literal eyes, and not go punished and get away with it? We all know the answer to that. The cops would be all over the place. Not when you're blind, you're dealing with a guide dog school. So they owe me for that. Guides like me. They owe me for all the signs and the windows and whatever out there that I can't read. And let me tell you why. Braille and print have been around for, what, a couple of hundred years? And they haven't used it. They're still not using it. To the way they should. So non-accessibility, and throw the people who use wheelchairs in there too. They owe them, and all disabled people. All right. So it's not whatever they're giving us. They're not doing us any favors. They're not helping us because they're controlling it. Whatever they give you in disability, if you don't get help, or if you don't try to do it on your own, it's not going to keep you out of a nursing home because they're going to find a way to take it. Now, what this show is about tonight, we want to turn the tables. And do the job or have the job done that the government did not do and doesn't do. In other words, protect the people. And a big part of that is allowing the agencies, any agency for the disabled, I don't care what it is, both to help us, to raise money to give us that help without us being penalized. In other words, without that so-called income being taken away, because they owe us that. They owe us every penny of that income. And that's the reason why people are homeless, why they're going to wind up in nursing homes, assisted living, affiliated with nursing homes, rehab, if you're injured or hurt, the danger of going to a nursing home. They're affiliated with them. That's why. Because the government controls it. They can turn around and take away your help, and they can find reasons. That's why they have that recertification. They're looking for reasons to put you in a damn nursing home, especially if there's a decline of people going into nursing homes. Then they're really after you. So they want to fill them up. Now, when we come back, I want to talk about how we can reverse this. All right, Inner Sight, brought to you by the Day for Milton, along with Shelby's Kitchen. And if you want to do a Day for Milton, please contact us. The Inner Sight hotline is open. There's no engineer on board. 631-224-3090 on the Inner Sight hotline. Shelby's Kitchen Catering and the great presence of Milton the guide dog that was killed at the Guide Dog Foundation, senselessly killed and left in a van to die, middle of a heat wave. Shelby's, 631-286-0444. Tom and Michelle are good friends and have now offered their facility after the holidays, date to be announced for a benefit to highlight safety in service dog schools, among other things. All right. So Shelby's Kitchen Catering needs, and we thank you for it. Hey, you want to stay in shape, have some fun? Call Devin Fernandez. Third Eye Insight, 631-445-3464. It's a Third Eye Insight. We're brought to you by the Big East Akita Rescue, and thank you so much. They sent me about almost 20 cases of food for my Akita guide dog. Just bought her a new harness. Greatly appreciate the Big East Akita Rescue, 609-388-7004. If you'd like to send them an email, Big East Akita Rescue at Verizon.net. Joanne Diamond, the wonderful lady over there, and I love her, and so does my dog. Save the Akita. Help Joanne Diamond in the Big East Akita Rescue. Thank you so much. All right, Kennedy Realty, one of our friends, right here in good old Islip, New York, 631-888-1186. Buy a house, sell a house, get some good info. Kennedy Realty, thank you so much for your support of Insight. Suffolk Bus Corp, one of our good friends. I want to thank my friend, one of our volunteers, John, who donated some cookies to my guide dog yesterday and who has helped in many, many times and many ways. All right. And I recently won a big victory pertaining to Section 8, but I'm not going to talk about that tonight. I'm going to wait until the rest of the particulars are revealed, and then we'll talk about it. All right, Inner Sight means freedom, advocates for the disabled, 631-224-3090. I want to say hello to my dear friend Ira Tucker and Betty. Betty going through treatment for cancer. Prayers for Betty. Our buddy John has recovered, another John, the son of one of our volunteers, has recovered and is back home. understand he's doing well. We had prayers for him. Don't forget prayers for Kennedy's wife, Doreen, another cancer victim. All right.
Excuse me, Frank. I'm here.
Inner Sight and Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, 631-880-7929. I want to thank Catherine over there from the New York Connection, who now is becoming involved in our nursing home news conference. And we really appreciate that. We need all the help we can get. I want to thank Joel Delgado from Silo for supporting and helping Inner Sight and for being a part of the Day for Milton. All right, Inner Sight. And we're moving forward and making progress. 122,191, my last recollection.
Very good, yes.
A number.
Hold on. I'm going to look at it now.
Do it quietly.
Sorry, just letting you know.
Okay, now.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And if you need dog food, cat food, give Gary a call. Nobody stopped on Long Island. 631-484-3085. Nobody stopped on Long Island. Dog food, cat food, medical when they're able to do it for the animals. And Gary has dedicated his life to helping feed animals with no charge. 631-484-3085.
All right. Frank, I have the number.
Yeah, go ahead.
122,194. We went up by 3 points.
190. All right.
Mm-hmm.
So put up the Able News since you're around right now.
Yeah, okay.
Inner Sight. And Able News.
Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription.
All right. Thank you, Angela, for the Able News. We greatly appreciate it. And tonight, talking about how the government has plotted against us in such a way to control the means, which is the money, by which people, I'm talking disabled and seniors, and I'm talking about all people who will become disabled. That's a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
So by altering the means by which we can have and get our freedom, the government has set this up.
Conference.
And what we need to do is reverse it. Give me read the title of tonight's show, because I missed a word.
Oh, it's
read
okay.
The title.
Hold on. Yeah, well. It's
so,
go ahead.
And the government would like people to believe that they're giving us something, when in fact they're not. Because they control it, and they can remove it anytime they want. Have you got the title?
Give me a second. For some reason, my thing is slow. Just give me a second. Very slow.
Right,
it's coming up slowly.
Stop talking so damn much. You said it once, it's enough.
Fighting about everything.
So the government controls the funding, as I said earlier. That's the reason for recertification. They're looking for ways to cut you off, for ways to take away what little you're getting.
On talk radio, call me in a second,
though. Crazy. Sorry.
What we need to do is reverse that. Now, how do you do it? Well, one way is to do what Inner Sight is doing, to let people know, all people, that your tax money is being wasted, that people are, in fact, not benefiting.
Pardon me, Frank,
because
I have it.
Go ahead.
Okay, turning the course of events.
All right. And that's exactly true. Turning this whole thing around, the course of events. The course of events being the recertification and the fact that we don't have the means to run our lives and to stay clear of horrible institutions, all right? So, the way you begin to turn that around is to reveal what's going on. And that's what Inner Sight's been doing, and we've gotten a big listen response. We're number one in the world. So obviously, that message is getting through. People are hearing us. People are listening. And soon, people will make the politicians realize that, hey, we don't need these institutions the way they're set up. You know, we need to be able to protect ourselves by staying out of them. And another part of this is not everybody needs these horrible drugs that are causing all kinds of problems. We need more natural, organic stuff. And many people have had problems because they're allergic to these drugs, and it makes them crazy in the head or whatever way you want to say it. And they go off, and they become violent.
Yeah.
So that's another way. The government controlling the money that is there for your medical health, your mental health. People don't have a choice. They've got to go to the established hospitals and you know, the doctors, and get the drugs. There was a guy on YouTube just a little while ago before I came on the air. One of the big plastic surgeons in the world. He treats a lot of movie stars out in Southern California, and he's talking about this treatment and everything, and he's talking about he treated this celebrity. Sure, you got the money.
Mm-hmm.
You got the money, you can go to these people. That's exactly my point. The money is there. And the reason it's there, it's there, but the government's not letting it be there because it does not allow the agencies to contribute to that. They're not allowed to raise money, the independent living centers, and probably a lot of the other agencies are in that too. They're not allowed to raise money to help someone with their medical, or to help them stay out of a nursing home, or whatever else they need. Because right away, anything extra you get, here comes that recertification. You know? And then if you don't put it down, they find out about it, then they want to prosecute you. That's even worse. I mean, what the hell do they want from you? You're disabled. They've created a world that's not made for you. Now they want to prosecute you because Uncle Harry gave you a couple hundred bucks to help you? This is how the system is set up. And as I said in the beginning, I can imagine how it happened. Stop breathing in the phone.
Sorry.
Turn the phone off. Do what you got to do. Stop breathing in it. You can imagine how it started with some of the government officials coming together and say, hey, we're going to give these people something, but we're not going to give it to them. We're going to control it. We're going to rule it. With the end result, let them all go to nursing homes, and we'll, whatever we give them, we're going to get back anyway. That's how it all started. You know, maybe with a little different flair or whatever. But that's how the whole thing, in my mind, started. So revealing it and telling how it can be remedied. You know, one big way is to allow the agencies to help. And first get rid of this ridiculous recertification. All I need to know is that the person is disabled. You see, the only reason they need to know all your medical business is because they're looking for ways to get you into a nursing home. Today with my new friend, Catherine, New York Connection is called, right? And she totally agrees that the money should be in a fund and that places like Silo should be allowed to help you raise the money. The money should be in a fund for a person to stay out of a nursing home. All right. Now, that's a fund that should be established in the name of the individual. First, you got to get rid of this stupid recertification because you're not allowed to have any extra money. So the money should be in a fund only for that purpose in the case of a nursing home, to be able to stay out of a nursing home. And while the nursing home still exists, if you are in a situation where they want to put you in the nursing home, you've got the money to bring people into your own home where you can remain and stay out. Now, the government doesn't want this, obviously, because this would lead to the end of the nursing home. You won't need them anymore. So there you have it. Turn it around. Publicize it. Get the agencies to help raise money to keep people out of the nursing homes. And put people in office. This is important, too. Put people in office that want this, that understand that we don't need these places, and who think highly of disabled. And another advantage would be that people would be able to get hired easily, to work more, especially from home. And there you have taxpayers. So that's basically three or four ways how to reverse this. And we're only in phase one. Get the word out. Keep talking about it, because this bondage that we're in, this taking away of our freedom, involves everybody. It can happen to anybody, and my friend at the New York Connection agreed with that. Anybody can wind up in a nursing home, including the people who work for these agencies, including the people who work for the damn nursing homes. In fact, many of them have wound up in nursing homes. So they're not even loyal to their own people. And we got to change it. All right, we got engineers on board. Thank you. 213-816-1650. Any calls on the line?
Nobody, just us.
No. But the lines are open, both on the InnerSight hotline and the InnerSight hotline, is that up on the board?
Yeah. I would have to write that. I didn't know that was part of it. I'll write it in. I haven't been feeling well. I have a fever again. Sorry.
Oh. All right. Use the 213-816-1650 and talking tonight about how to reverse this whole idea of keeping us in bondage and not allowing us to have the means that are already there. And the money that could be released through the independent living and all the other agencies that would help give us our freedom. That's the whole idea. You've got to change the way this system operates, and it would be much better for the politicians. Yeah, because people wouldn't be getting angry at them. They wouldn't be mad at them anymore. They'd be just concentrating on trying to live their lives. If you could go to an independent living center in your neighborhood, and we had this system going, and my friend at New York Connection agreed that every agency needs an excuse to raise money, and this would be a wonderful, wonderful excuse to raise money to keep people safely in their own home. Isn't that really what it's about?
Yeah.
For a person to have, to know that they've got the security to get what they need, be in their own home. That's really what it's about. So they've set us up. Anytime that you hear that a person is going to be put into a nursing home or an institution, and I'm not talking about violent people that go around killing people. I'm not talking about that. All right, that has to be dealt with. That's in the hands of God. I'm talking about the regular disabled person, newly disabled or currently, who is being railroaded into a nursing home because the state and the federal government has decided that's where they belong. And if that person had the means, if that person had the ability, might be the wrong word, but I'll use it, the ability to go to the independent living centers, if they were set up for that and say, hey, look, I know the nursing homes are still there, and now you guys are allowed to raise money. I don't want to go to a nursing home. The place could start raising money to help them and keep them out. And in fact, it should be initially estimated how much a person would need to stay out of a nursing home, and let the independent living centers use that as an excuse to fundraise, raise that money for each individual, put it in the account. Now the money is there if you have that problem. But the whole thing goes back to the political system and how it works. And that's what Inner Sight is determined to change. Now, how about all the people that are going to be coming back? And we talked about this with my friend in New York Connect again. How about all the people who are Americans that are going to be coming back to this country from the horrible conflict, and will be wounded or made disabled by the conflict? And my friend at New York Connection agreed they're going to try to put those people in nursing homes. So there's a whole new spectrum of people in the next few years, maybe even sooner, that could be pushed into nursing homes because the system operates on that premise. We'll give you something, but we're not giving it to you. That's what I should have named this show. Just sort of a better title. We'll give you something, but we're not giving it to you. That's how the government operates.
It really is.
What?
I said it really is. That's the whole meaning of it. Really is.
So this is what we're dealing with. And that's why last night we had the show, The Next President of This Country Must Get Rid of Nursing Homes. Stop ruling us. Stop running our lives. You're going to give us something? Give it to us. Or don't give it to us. You'd probably be better off without it.
Right.
You wouldn't have to go through this recertification and all this other crap. Just take your disability money and fundraise. Do it on your own. I mean, a lot of people couldn't do that, but some people could.
Mm-hmm.
So it becomes a very frustrating way that you have to cope with life when they're disabled. And I talk to people all the time. There's one friend of mine in the Boston area who loves Inner Sight. And every year she has to be recertified. She's multiply disabled. You know, it's like don't tell us. You know, it's like saying, well, we don't believe you. So you got to answer all these questions. You know, we don't believe you're still disabled. That's what it reminds me of.
Yeah.
Did you do this? Did you do that? Did you did anybody give you any money this year? How much money do you have currently? You know, all these horrible questions in your business when the government, whatever they're giving you, they damn ass owe it to you. And the end result, the information is used and can be used and is being used to put people in nursing homes.
That's right.
That's all what it's about. So how are they giving you something if you go into the nursing home and they start taking it back? A horrible situation.
Excuse me, Frank. I just got to say one thing. Well, listen, I've experienced that as well. It's really, you know, demeaning the way in which, you know, they start help. They want to, quote, help you. They're not even helping you. And yet they have a way of doing that to you. And it's terrible.
Yeah. How many thousands of people, I don't know if there's a number on this, but I'd like to know how many thousands of people every year are evaluated for this nursing home transitional business and don't get it.
That's what happened to me.
Now, look at all the money that's wasted there. And my New York connection friend agrees there, too.
Mm-hmm.
That the people evaluate you, she verified to me, the people that who evaluate you, they're getting their money.
Mm-hmm.
They got paid for that. You see how the concept is carried over? We're giving you something, but we're not giving it to you.
Yeah.
It's right there. What did they give you?
Nothing.
A worthless evaluation. It doesn't mean a damn thing. What can you do with it? Nothing. You can't even sell it.
Yeah, right.
For a few thousand dollars. But then they get you in another way. And all this world and more is on the taxpayers. People are paying for this. The money is being wasted in the nursing home. Now the money is being wasted in the evaluation process of the people who are rejected. Can you look that up? How many people have been rejected for nursing home transitional?
Okay, I could try.
Maybe you can look that up. I don't think they're going to touch. Look it up. All right, Inner Sight, brought to you by all the beautiful children of the world. Corey Foster, Avanti Oquendo, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, Alec Campbell, Athena, and all our beautiful children. Go an extra mile for a child. Inner Sight, remind you. And once again, a reminder, if you'd like to do a day for Milton, we're trying to set them up in other states. We had one here last May. People still talking about it, by the way. They love
nice.
If you'd like to do a day for Milton, please contact us. You don't need any money to do it. We'll be right in there with you and help you to set it up. We have a proclamation that you can use. We have articles on Milton. We can point you in the right direction, all the information. Inner Sight Hotline, 631-224-1000. 3090 or send us an email. InnerSight1620@gmail.com. Get a day from Milton in any state. All right, Inner Sight. And yes, whatever you get from this government, take.
I'm not seeing anything, Frank. Sorry.
No, because they don't want you to know.
Yeah.
See, that's another way of controlling us. They're not giving this information out to the public.
That's correct.
How much money is spent yearly on this nursing home transitional program?
Yeah, because
you can't find that either.
I bet you not.
And then how many people are not accepted?
I wasn't.
Now, the reason why they're not accepted is because they have to have a viable list of people who potentially will go into nursing homes where they can collect money. That's why they're not accepted. They'll look for some other excuse, of course. They'll tell you some medical jargon crap. But that's not the real reason. The real reason is because they need people that they can steal money from in the nursing homes. Take them out. That's the real reason behind that. So Inner Sight determined to turn this around, and that's the three ways we're doing it. The first way is communicating to the world and letting people know what's going on. Trying to find politicians who will stand up with us, do something about it. And amending the Americans with Disability Act, that law should be doing something to keep people out of nursing homes. It should be amended. It's a federal law.
Yeah.
All right, Inner Sight. Tomorrow night, the funnies. Don't forget. Gertrude and Millie will be here tomorrow night.
Gertrude and Millie.
Gertrude and Millie. Two elderly ladies who are looking for young boyfriends. We'll tell you about that tomorrow night.
There you go.
On Inner Sight. With the frolic. We'll have Lauren Hardy. We got to do a Red Fox skit. Now, are you going to be here tomorrow night with music?
Yeah, I have no. I would do it. It's not a problem. I just had a fever and fell asleep today.
You sure you're going to be here?
God willing, yes.
Tomorrow night, funnies. Louie will be here. Pepper is doing better. She told me she'll be in.
Oh, good.
And we got some funny holiday songs we're going to have from Pepper. Sweet Pepper Treat. So that's tomorrow night. Now, what people can do to help us turn this system around, speak up. Stand up for your rights. You know, don't be afraid. Call us if you need it. Call in a site. You know, we'd be happy to help. If you're trying to help someone stay out of a nursing home, you need help, and you're running out of money, whatever it is, let us know. We'll try to help. We'll try to get a fundraiser going. All right? Inner Sight means freedom, advocate for the disabled. it says any kind of a fair hearing system available, use it. Use it to publicize. If you have trouble publicizing it, call us. We'll reach out to some of the press for you, as long as you say it's all right. So right now, and join our list for February for the news conference. We're making a list, and we're going to contact other agencies. Join us. Everyone who works for an agency is material for a nursing home. All right. Even if you have the money, you could be material for a nursing home. The family could put you in one.
That's right.
Go to court. So don't think you're immune because you have the money. It's not necessarily true. So Inner Sight is on it. We're determined to reverse this horrible process. It's a process. The government is not giving us anything. Just look at the horror of the death of Milton. What is the government giving?
Nothing.
Nothing. They haven't done one damn thing about Milton's death.
That's right.
They won't even put it up on their website. All the Commission for the Blind, they're the Commission for the Blind in every state in this country. Not one of them that I know of has published Milton's story on their website. So there's an example. The government allows these schools to raise 50 to 100 grand, deny people a dog. They're not making up for it. They're not allowing the independent living centers to say, hey, we want to raise $25,000 for every person in this country who wants a service dog. Of course, that would work by community. You know, in other words, in this community, the independent living, if they were allowed, could raise the sum of $20 to $25 and put it into an account so that a disabled person can have a guide dog or a service dog trained on their own. That way, if you don't want to deal with the schools, you're protected. But the government's not doing that. If that were the case now, Michelle would at least have something.
Right.
The blind woman who owned Milton. But she has to struggle without him. And her life is more in danger without him. A lot more. So, there you have it. There's a way to reverse this process. We've taken the first step by revealing to everyone that you're being taken advantage of. You're being taxed for these nursing homes. And they're not helping people. They're making things worse.
Yes,
you don't
they
believe
are.
You'll see what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
So Inner Sight means freedom, advocates for the disabled. That's why we have that saying, because it does mean freedom.
Mm-hmm.
Government means freedom to us. You know, they've got signs all over my neighborhood now. I can't read. They're changing the bus route. So there's signs all over. I can't read them. I didn't know where the bus stopped before. Now it's worse because they moved the bus stop and you can't read it.
really bad.
This point had some inclination, see? But there it is again. The money is there for transportation. Right?
Yeah.
But they rule it. You know, it's not that you can wake up in the morning and say, hey, I'm going to this place. I'm making a phone call, and the bus will be here in an hour or whatever it is. No. But the money is there for that. But you can't use it for that because the government controls.
Excuse me, Frank.
The money should be in a fund for people for transportation. Why?
Well, I was always wondering, if the money is there, what the heck are they using it for? They're not using it to help us. So you give back the money. I don't know. That's what I've always thought.
It's set up under their idea of how
exactly
to live out. That's what they're using it for.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing with the homeless. Why are people homeless? Because they don't have the money in their account to get a damn place.
Right.
The money is in with the housing people. It's not in with the person who needs it.
I wish it was.
That's how it works.
Yeah.
So we have started the process of reversing this, and we're successful at start. Evident by the fact that we have all those listeners. We're going to keep on, and we're going to make it work because people want it to work. One of our biggest attractions is get rid of these nursing homes.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what we're dwelling on. Looking forward to the news conference this winter. So join with us. Tell your story. Help reverse the process. Make it so that the money will be in an account in your name. But you can't use it for anything except for what it's intended. To stay out of a nursing home. All right. Inner sight means freedom. I have to just pull to the table. I want to thank all our listeners. Thank you very much for listening. Be with you tomorrow night on the front. Inner sight. All right. Thanks, Suzanne, engineer.
You're welcome.
In a sight around the world, and to all our friends, thank you for your support. All right, goodbye, world. In a sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner sight. Inner, inside. It's inside you. Inner sight.
Good night, everyone.